From the sunny island, Francis, this is the Blue Hot Gossip Comedy Show with your hosts, Al, Walt, and Charlie. Salutations. I'm Count Cordova, and I'll be hosting Podcast Bing's 13 Days of Halloween. Every day starting October 19th and going until the 31st, I'll be presenting a show of Halloween music and poetry. If you have the spine, please join me starting October 19th at podcastping.blogspot.com. Scarier then.
So what are we doing here?
Count Cordova wants us to look after his house while he's away doing the 13 days of Halloween over at Podcast Ping.
How long is he going to be gone?
I'd say about 13 days.
Sounds like rain.
No, there's not a cloud in the sky. It sounds like Walt's soundbox.
It seemed appropriate. Just look at this place.
The house does have style.
Yeah, a Victorian style.
I would say it's more Edwardian, like Edward Gorey.
Oh, hi there. How do you do? I'm your new neighbor, Herman Munster.
We'd better go inside and take a look around. Would you put that thing away?
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
This place looks old.
He does have a lot of antique furniture.
Just look at this table.
And these chairs.
And this couch.
And this organ.
I'd rather not. I never cared much for biology.
It's not that sort of organ.
Thank you.
I didn't know you could play the organ.
I can't. It's a player organ.
Yes, superheroes owned by Marvel now are owned by Disney. All the freaking fanboys are all throwing such a tizzy. Spider-Man left Mary Jane for Miss McGuire Lizzie.
Superheroes owned by Marvel now are owned by Disney. Because of the recession, Marvel Comics was a wreck. Then one day Mickey came along and wrote a subject check. And now the mutants are the tourists roaming Disneyland. And Iron Man's in rehab and he's dressed as Peter Pan. Superheroes owned by Marvel now are Disney's funk sales. Punisher and Pinocchio are gonna go and hunt whales. Uncle Scrooge and Bruce Banner will do a show called Hulk Tales. Superheroes owned by Marvel now are Disney's funk sales. Bruce Banner, Banner, Smash, Hulk Smash. Bruce Banner, Banner, Smash, Hulk Smash. Smash, Hulk Smash.
Fantastic Four is staying at Seven Dwarfs residence. Captain America hangs at the Hall of Presidents.
Jessica as Electra, Roger Rabbit says woohoo! And Belle the Beauty got confused cause now the Beast is blue.
Oh,
superheroes owned by Marvel, Disney has acquired us. We must go along with it or else the mouse will fire us. X-Men, all the Jonas Brothers, Stormers, Miley Cyrus. Superheroes owned by Marvel, Disney has acquired us.
Mickey Mouse.
Howard the Duck.
Mickey Mouse.
Howard the Duck.
You know, I was going to suggest doing a crossover with The Secret of Nim, but that's going a bit too far, don't you think?
Indubitably.
Ghost Rider's in the Haunted Mansion hanging with
Benny.
And you'll be finding Namor out at Epcot in the seas. And if they use it carefully, it could be enterprising.
For example...
Yes?
With great power comes great merchandising. Oh, just look at my cute little talking Wolverine Stitch doll.
You got a problem, Bob? Me gonna la Krista!
Cause superheroes owned by Marvel now are owned by Disney. All the freaking fanboys are all throwing such a tizzy. If it gets too crappy, you can always switch to DC. Superheroes owned by Marvel now are owned by Disney.
Gorsh, it's clobbering time.
We're not here to play. We have to take care of this place while Count Cordova is away.
It looks like it takes a lot of work to keep this place clean. Doesn't he have a maid?
She must be on holidays. Besides, this is supposed to help us make some money to get back home.
Well, we've got to make money somehow. The podcast just doesn't seem to be working out so well.
The podcast is doing fine. It makes as much as it costs to download.
Which is nothing.
Which is why we're here. Now let's get to work.
So what do we have to do?
The usual. Dust, sweep, and general cleaning. And we must make sure we feed his cat.
This is going to be a long 2 weeks.
Two forces waging endless war. Every day they waste some more. But when the day is done, and they go home, what do they do for fun?
Night falls on G.I. Joe headquarters.
Shipwreck just got season one of the Wonder Years. Doc is reading Dostoevsky. It's no job's drinking beer.
I heard he likes to drink quite a bit. Snake Eyes is painting landscapes. It makes him feel at peace. His latest is a series of sunsets on the beach.
And Scarlet lies awake and wonders, will Duke still love me when I'm old? I see the way he looks at Lady J. Someday he's gonna leave me in the cold.
No, dude, don't go.
Night falls on the Cobra Terradrome. Storm Shadow's taking out the trash. Tomax's boosting Zaymot's wallet. He needs the extra cash. Cobra Commander loves 70s boogie, and he's a big fan of Three Dog Night.
One is the loneliest.
best number.
When he takes over the world, the first thing he'll do is make 'em reunite. And Zartan sits a blade and wonders.
I wonder who
is the real me? And in the end, do I really have any friends? Love me for being Zartan. Love me for being me.
Destro,
Destro,
Destro and the Baroness, Destro and the Baroness, practicing the clarinet. Destro and the Baroness, practicing the clarinet, practicing the clarinet, practicing the clarinet.
Jogging on his ham radio. His best friend is some guy he doesn't even know. If things could always be this way, wouldn't that be nice? But no dice.
No dice.
Cobra's got the mass device.
One night, upon leaving a party, Ichabod was chased by a headless horseman.
Halloween isn't just a time of year.
So the souls of people who had died the year before came back, looking for living bodies to possess for their afterlife.
Halloween is a state of mind.
The zombies become mindless slaves and can only wake up with salt.
The Halloween haunter.
Hello.
She's all about Halloween.
Top 5 Halloween costumes in America. Wow, that's creepy.
New season begins October 1st.
The message stated H-E-I-S-H-E-R-E. It took us a second before it registered.
On iTunes and HalloweenHaunt.wordpress.com.
He is here.
The Halloween Haunt.
Music on this podcast has been Monster Beat by Martini Bomb and the Coconut Monkey Rocket, found at AudioOverplay.com. Marvel Poppins by the Great Luke Ski, featuring Carrie Dolby, found at the Funny Music Podcast at thefump.com, and The Ballad of G.I. Joe by Jeff Mann, found at funnyordie.com. I think he's hungry. Opening and ending music was The Laughing Song by Ken Kurland. Comedy routines have been written and performed by Patrick McNamara. The Blue Hot Gossip Comedy Show can be found at bluehotgossip.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening. Check out writerpatrick.webs.com for links to this podcast and other interesting material.